Policing priorities, traffic calming, and the possibility of a city-operated medical clinic are among items set for discussion at Monday's council meeting, which is scheduled for 2 p.m. in the council chamber. City-operated medical clinic. Council will consider putting together a working group that could bring several family physicians to Aurelia under a city-operated medical clinic. A similar plan has rolled out in Colwood, B.C., where the municipality hired family physicians, pays their salaries and benefits, and is then reimbursed by the province. A tactic Mayor Don McIsaac said could play out in Aurelia through OHIP. The doctor will be an employee of the city. They will have whatever benefits city employees have, and then they will bill OHIP directly, and the city will kind of act as a bank to broker that, McIsaac told Aurelia Matters. He said new doctors can be impeded by student debt when looking to set up practices, and the idea is to provide the administrative support required to ensure the doctors are free to practice and do what they do best. We've been in contact with Health Minister Sylvia Jones, and she's indicated this can be done with the doctors billing directly to OHIP, and she's providing contacts within her ministry to help us get this off the ground, McIsaac said. If successful, the mayor estimates the initiative could connect thousands of Aurelians with a family physician. The idea was brought forward by councillors Ralph Cipolla, Jeff Chetwerzuk, Luke Leatherdale and Whitney Smith, who have asked that council approve putting together a working group to look into the initiative. They have also requested $500,000 in funding to get started. If approved, the working group will consult with healthcare organizations on the idea, and will be directed to report back by March 24 on its feasibility. Ontario Provincial Police Priorities. Following a period left open for public input, City Council will decide on the three policing priorities it would like to see Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, work on in Aurelia. The decision follows a request from the Couchiching OPP Detachment Board, which oversees policing in the area. The new board, which replaced the former Aurelia Police Services Board, is made up of representatives from Aurelia, Oro-Medonte, Remara and Severn, each of which have been asked to weigh in on policing priorities in their communities ahead of the board's 2025 local action plan. Some of the requests sent in by the public include street-level drug and weapon enforcement, increased foot patrols downtown, and focusing on ending illegal encampments. Council inquiries. A number of inquiry motions are set for discussion Monday, with councillors vying for their peers' support to look into the following initiatives. Coun. Jay Fallis will request a staff report on the feasibility of implementing a no-parking zone between 104 and 114 Atlantis Drive. Fallis and Coun. Janet Lynn Durnford will request a staff report giving an overview of the results from the city's housing needs assessment, and to direct staff to work with the County of Simcoe and nonprofits to review any and all viable sustainable housing solutions, and report back by October 20. Fallis and Coun. Tim Lauer will request a report on the feasibility and cost of preparing a resource plan to implement signage identifying tree and plant species in Couchiching Beach Park. Durnford will request a report on the feasibility of amending the city's municipal code to allow the submission of online petitions.